95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Stu just put that proper version in here. You know, that's much quickly. Better. Yeah. Yeah. Fading out. Leave Def alone. Let them finish their thoughts.
On my way home yesterday, a car cut me off. And then slammed on his brakes.
All right. I was just pissed, man. You were going really slow, and I wanted to go. You wanted to get into the lane in front of me.
I was very angry.
You know, at the last second.
Because it was one of those tiny, what are the little cars?
Oh, the smart car, quote unquote?
Just bigger than that. Barely bigger than that. Doesn't matter. It pulls in front of me and slams on the brakes. And I'm like, okay, right. Did I cut you off? What?
Are you just really dumb?
What's happening? Why are you being
so... And you have a fairly large vehicle. Doesn't seem very wise to be in a
medium,
bicycle.
At least. Yeah. So then I realized, oh, he's waiting for the guy next to me to pull up next to him. Because he's mad at that guy.
Oh, I gotcha.
So he pulls in front of me.
So he's just trying to piss everybody off.
Nope. Just waiting for that one guy that must have done something.
But now you're pissed.
And they start screaming at each other. And now they're slowing down and slowing down. Both lanes, slowing down, slowing down, slowing down. Screaming. Like you could almost see spit coming out of their cars.
Right.
Like really angry beyond words.
I'm so precious and you've upset me.
So much so that I thought, I'm going to write down their license plate numbers because this is crazy.
Narc.
This is crazy.
Narc.
I know. Snitches get stitches. I know. But it was like, this may really escalate. This is,
sure.
I've not seen anything like this in a long time.
Yeah, it's been almost 2 days probably.
And you spend a lot of time on the roads here.
Yeah, exactly.
So I thought, you saw road rage. You weren't in it, but you saw it.
Oh, yeah.
At first, I thought I was in it. I thought it was on. And then I realized, oh, that guy doesn't care I exist.
I was going to kill him. Oh, well.
He wants to yell at the guy in the lane next to me.
Did you go ahead and kill him anyway?
I did, yeah. I ran right over him. No. But I really, really was positive that I was seeing something unfold that was going to end ugly.
Right. So, I'm going to make the news come on early today.
So let's take those phone calls, 818-955-KLOS. It wasn't you, but you saw somebody.
Wasn't me, man.
That you really thought were going to go.
Right.
For a second there, you thought, okay, I don't.
Or they did.
I don't know how this is going to end. Or they did, yes. Either way, 818-955-KLOS. You saw road rage, and it was stunning. I was like, really? Like, this is happening? You know what I mean? Like, you know,
sort of. I don't know. It seems like I see a lot of it. Maybe I just.
I guess, but yeah. I guess the extent to which it went. It was like a full minute of
were you on a freeway?
On the freeway, on the 101.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And the other cars were going faster and they were going slower and screaming and yelling and screaming and yelling.
Right.
So I really thought it was on. I was like, it's on. It is on like Donkey Kong. So you saw road rage, 818-955-KLOS. Hold up.
Happy 420 day, man.
I knew it. I knew you would love that. Did you bring in some weed?
No, but I had plenty at home, as always.
Why does that help me?
Why? I figured you'd bring in your gummies. You like your gummies, right? You're a big gummies fan.
Let's talk about road rage. KLOS, hello.
No!
I'm calling about the radio, talking about a road rage incident.
Yes. Who's this?
This is Justin.
All right, Justin, what happened?
So me and my family were on a road trip. We were driving back from Ohio to California, and I'm driving in a big old U-Haul, and we're in, like, the panhandle of Texas, and, you know, you have big old semi-trucks driving out there going, like, 70, 80 miles per hour because the speed limit's a bit higher.
Right.
And we're going along, and this one, I'm in the fast lane, and this big old semi truck comes passing by me, you know, and he's going to pass by another semi truck, and the other semi truck doesn't see him, so he goes to cut him off and almost runs the guy off the road.
Oh,
so,
no.
You know, he slams on his brakes, I slam on my brakes, you know, everybody slows down. But the guy who was trying to pass everybody ends up catching up, and I watch him huck like some kind of soda can out his window, and it blasted the other trucker who almost ran him off the road. It hit him like right in the windshield kind of thing.
Oh, and, excellent. Like, you know, now we got stuff that's being thrown.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I watched it explode, and, you know, like a few seconds, like, you know, I'm like in the same spot on the road, and I see the soda can laying there, you know, and the one guy's just driving away like nothing ever happened.
Wow. In Texas, you got to be worried about the gun. Somebody's got a gun.
Nobody has guns in Texas.
Or they both have a gun.
Yeah, you never know out there.
Talking about road rage, I saw a possible road rage yesterday where I thought it was going to go down. I thought it was on.
If you kept cheering him on, go fight, fight, fight.
Fight, fight, fight. Come on. Stop faking it.
Stop kissing.
So we're taking your calls on that topic. 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Hey, I had a pretty crazy road rage story.
Okay, what happened?
A guy pretty much punched out my windshield.
Punched out your windshield?
Yeah, he punched out my windshield.
Okay.
And we were, me and my buddies were driving back from Santa Barbara one weekend, like 10 years ago. We were hungover, driving slow. All of a sudden, this guy goes crazy. He had no shirt on, face tattoos, everything. We tried to lose him. This guy's doing donuts in the middle of the street.
Donuts. That was a, when was this? Because that's like the such a fad these days, doing donuts in the middle of the road. It's so ridiculous.
This was, so what I did was I pulled off the freeway, and I pretended like I was going left, and this guy's driving on the dirt off like the 118 in Simi Valley.
Right.
And I pretend to go left, and then I just hooked a right real quick, and then this guy was going left, and he was going too fast, and stopped, and we just see tire smoke everywhere. This guy was going nuts. And then he ended up somehow getting in front of me on, like, when a lane merged to one lane, and he stopped so I couldn't get around him.
Right.
And then just got out of his car and punched my windshield, and it shattered.
Wow. That doesn't seem great.
No, it wasn't great at all.
All right.
It doesn't seem great.
Thank you for calling. I just thought I'd like to put it into context.
Yeah, yeah. We can understand more about it now.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, you saw Road Rage?
Not the movie.
I saw it firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
What happened?
You guys ready? So I'm picking up my kids from Knott's Berry Farm, and we're driving back on the 57, and there's a lot of construction.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a truck that had an empty trailer, and he was zooming in and out of traffic. So there was another car that was following him probably for about a good 2-3 miles, very closely, and they kept changing lanes and, you know, following each other. So this guy gets over, like he's about to get off on one of the exits, and there's a barrier from the construction. So instead of getting off, he stops his truck.
Oh, no.
With the trailer, and he gets out. And let me tell you, this guy was pretty big.
Right.
Meaning he was well-rounded, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
He was a big guy. And there's cars flying by, and he gets out, and he walks over to the car and puts his hands up, like, get out of the car. And the guy's stuck. The guy behind him is stuck. And traffic is starting to happen. And I don't know what happened because I had to pass, but I really wanted to stop my car and look, and I'm so bummed that I couldn't stop and watch what happened.
Listen, what you're supposed to do if you drive in Southern California is put your car in reverse on the freeway and then back up and then get a good look.
And get your camera out and start rolling tape.
Take some pictures.
Roll tape.
As it is 420, a weed-related People Are Dumb coming up in just a second.
Ah, nice.
First, though, I try to find a positive story about Ukraine. People from all over the world have rallied to do their bit to help the people of Ukraine, so has the travel industry. And now there's an enormous cruise ship docked at Rotterdam that's doing its bit, too. The Volendam is the name of the ship. It's a 237-meter-long cruise ship owned by Holland America and is opening itself up for Ukrainian fleeing the conflict. The Volendam has 10 decks, enough room to provide temporary shelter for 1,500 refugees.
Wow.
But that's not just for housing. It will also offer the refugees 3 meals a day.
Wow.
As well as giving them access to the ship's Wi-Fi.
Wow.
Housekeeping services and gyms.
Housekeeping.
Onboard medical and social care will be organized by the Salvation Army. And the inhabitants will be able to come and go as they please. And they're going to sit there for 3 months.
Wow.
And take care of refugees.
That's amazing. You know, I mean, I know this is sort of the wrong attitude, way to look at things. But as a refugee that I'm, you know, running, I'd start looking at some of these options. You know, there's like the Polish right across the border, like a mall that was turned into a refugee center. Now that's kind of a cool place to go. But now that a cruise ship is off,
I'm guessing, you know, they don't get to choose.
Ah, come on,
how cool,
I want to choose
how cool the place is that they go to.
I mean, you got to make the best of the situation, right? I'm just
so.
Thinking.
Right, but you go where you can.
Sure.
Congratulations to the Dutch government for making this happen.
That's really amazing.
Cool.
Very, very cool.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Your first weed encounter coming up just after the top of the hour.
First time you got high.
But first, 3:50-ish.
Mm-hmm, thereabouts.
We try to do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. A dum-dum, yep. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
That's a special 420 edition. A man tried to smuggle pot inside his nose, but then he got it stuck there for 18 years.
Ooh. Wow!
The man had multiple sinus infections, couldn't figure out why his nose bleeds, finally got a CAT scan, and it revealed a forgotten bag of weed. He was 30 years old and a prison inmate when his girlfriend visited and brought him a little bag of marijuana. He shoved it up his nose.
Okay, all right.
But it went further up his nostril than he thought. So there was, like, he couldn't get access to it.
He couldn't get it out.
Right.
And so it's, okay, all but right.
What he thought was that he pushed it up far enough that he must have swallowed it.
Oh, well, so he just, that sort of makes sense.
So
sure.
He just let it go.
Can you imagine, though, you know, the girlfriend brings you a little weed, you're in the slammer, you're like, I can get high tonight,
this
man.
This is so great.
This will be nice. And then you can't get it out of your stupid nose. Hey, dude, pick a good one, man. What are you doing to your nose?
So he figured that he swallowed it and gave up. Instead, the pot package lingered and eventually calcified inside his nose.
Oh.
The calcified lesion that formed around the foreign object is called rhinolith and is known as a, quote, nose stone.
Yeah, your body just sort of like, all right, this thing's here. Let's just turn it into part of our body.
Yep.
What do you think?
Nearly two decades later, a team of doctors in Sydney, Australia, were finally able to take it out.
Dude, you got some weed in here, man.
The doctor who removed the marijuana-filled lesion chronicled the man's bizarre procedure in the journal under the title A Nose Out of Joint.
That's too good, actually.
That's pretty good.
I don't want to like get an idea.
The guy had weed in his nose for 18 years.
Please tell me that once they brought it out, even though it was calcified and part of his nose, that they smoked it. Come on. Why wouldn't they smoke that?
Because it's not smokable.
You should smoke that ass,
no,
man.
It's been
there
forever. Calcified.
So
it's
what?
No.
That's a hell of a high.
There's other weed.
Woo!
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Slugo in the afternoon. The word for you to text this hour to win $2,000 today, coming up.
Oh,
also,
yeah.
Also, we have your tickets for one of the final two home LA Kings games.
Oh, man, that's getting down to the wire. Are you going to be there, right?
I'm going to be there tomorrow night. Yes,
damn,
so this
straight.
Is for tomorrow night against the Chicago Blackhawks.
And that'll be sometime between now and 5. We'll give you those tickets.
Correct. First, it is the 20th of April.
Happy 420 day.
So
man.
The question is, what was your first weed encounter?
All right.
Now, I don't remember my first one, but I remember an early one.
Okay.
And it was Edibles 101, which is edible. Time passes.
Right.
Yeah, I don't feel anything.
Ah, yeah. My similar story, actually.
I should take more.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Oh, no. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's...
So you woke up and you were screaming at the college co-eds.
It turns out that it takes a good solid hour for it to kick in. Sometimes longer, depending on your body chemistry.
Yep.
And taking more is not ideal.
No, because there's no getting it back out, man. You're going to ride that little horse for a minute.
So 818-955-KLOS, your first weed encounter. Yours was the same?
Similar, actually. I mean, the first time I actually really had a contact buzz was at a Pink Floyd show.
Oh, and nice.
Yeah, as soon as the house lights went off, you know, everybody lit up. And when I got home that night, I'm like, I feel so good. I feel so wonderful?
And you didn't know what it was.
And I figured it out like half an hour later. I'm like, oh, my God, that's awesome. But when the first time I actually smoked out, a friend of mine was like, here, you got to smoke. I know you drink a lot, but, you know, and try this. It's better.
You drank long before you smoked.
I started drinking way too young.
So much worse for you.
Yeah. But so I smoked out. You know, we used a Coke can. Like, poked the little holes in it, and I lit it up, and nothing. Like, an hour went by.
Really?
Yeah,
you smoked it and nothing?
No. Okay. And then I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to go to Jack in the Box. So we were sitting in line at Jack in the Box, and I just started laughing hysterically. Mm. And I'm like, I was in such an amazing mood, and I ordered so much food. And I'm like, all right, I'm on board with this. I got it. This is good.
I'd like one of everything, please.
Exactly. Yeah,
so 818-955-KLOS, your first weed encounter, whether it was good or bad. 818-955-KLOS.
Back when that song was brand new, 1970 or so, I would hear it coming out of my sister's room, along with a lot of incense.
Oh, nice.
And so I was quite young at the time and enjoyed both. I think
was it incense?
That was to cover the
sure.
other smells, I guess.
Of course.
That was wonderful.
We're talking about your first weed encounters. You had one?
My first one was when I was just 15, and it was, you know, whatever. We little homegrown, got high, laughed, and all that. But I'm calling about my first edible encounter.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
That was 2008. My partner at the bar, we were talking about it, and he gave me a, he showed up with a brownie, and it said 10X on it.
Right. 10X.
And I was like, oh, I better eat half of it and see what it does. He says, well, eat the whole thing, you big pussy.
So, wow.
So I saved it till like a Sunday, and I opened it up and sat down and ate it with some coffee, and I ate the whole damn thing. Mm-hmm. Well, about an hour in, all of a sudden, I couldn't breathe. And I was freaking out, and I was like, oh, that mother effer. And I was, you know, I had to breathe manually, and I start peeping out the window like a tweaker, and I was freaking out, because I mean, it was horrible. And
I'm sorry, what does it mean to breathe manually?
You know, you have to force yourself. You're like, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was tough. And then at one point, I was actually thinking about calling 911.
Oh, I'm so glad you didn't.
Did you?
Too bad. I wrote it out. And after about an hour and a half, I came down and I was like, okay, this is okay. And, you know, at that point, it's about 12, 1 o'clock. So I got dressed and I went down to the bar. I said, hey, where the hell is Jimbo? I'm whooping his ass.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask for more.
Right, same.
Right, yeah, on, man. No, thanks for calling.
I'm going to whoop his ass and then I'm going to need more.
Suddenly I had a picture of Breaking Bad when he's looking out the window. Jesse's looking out the window. And it's actually just a couple of... Jehovah's Witnesses. Hi, KLOS. You thought they were big biker dudes.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Thank you. Your first weed encounter.
So I think I have the first weed encounter of
all
time.
We'll decide that. Go ahead.
1976, I was 11 years old. Mm-hmm. My parents and my sister and us were in Vegas. They want to get rid of us for the night, so they got us rock and roll concert tickets. Can you guess who it was?
Kiss.
Judas Priest.
Judas Priest.
Woo! Rob! And I got high at 11 at Judas Priest, my first concert ever.
That's fantastic.
You must have been like, oh.
11. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
And then when my parents picked us up, my mom says, how come your eyes are so red?
Because you dropped us off at a Priest concert, Mom. Jeez. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Your first weed encounter.
It happened when I was like 12 years old. It happened in the field next door.
Right. Go on. Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was it.
All right. Thanks for calling. That was a riveting story.
818-955-KLOS. Your riveting first experience with weed story. Speaking of medicine, and look at the time.
The time is 4:20 p.m.
Yeah, man. So we're taking calls, right, Kevin? What are we doing?
This is an extraordinary long bong hit.
Yeah, I know, right? It's epic. It's massive.
Wow. I'm jealous.
I'm starting to wonder if it's edited. Or is, oh, no, no, there he goes. Oh. Ah, yeah.
Woo. Woo. We're talking about your first weed encounter. You have a story?
Okay, well, I was 12 years old, and I was a member of the Junior Ladies Auxiliary Fire Department, and I was with the Explorers Fire Department, mm-hmm. and we used to march in parades and open up the carnival season and all that, and everybody was much older than me. I was 12. They were all 15, 16, 17. There was this really cute boy. I had no idea what weed was. And he looks at me, he's like, you've smoked weed before, haven't you? And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Sure, of course I have, yeah.
Yeah. And I took a hit and I thought I was going to die coughing. But it came around again. It got easier and easier. And I was really out of it, but I loved it. I just loved it. I'm 58 years old and I've never stopped, never quit. And I just love it. It's just been a part of my life and it's great and I'm so glad I got through on 420, but weed is awesome. I love the story about the guy with the nose. I love that.
Right? Pretty great. Would you have smoked that weed?
I might have. I know, right?
Yeah, I want to give it a go.
It.
No,
yeah,
you would have. Yeah. Yes.
I would have for sure. Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I remember it was probably early 70s. I was probably 13 or 14. And a friend had a house party, and everybody was out back smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And all I remember to this very day is laying in the living room by myself on my back listening to Nights in White Satin.
What a party that was.
That's the one to put on, though, the first time, man. That's pretty funny.
Records means the world to me, man.
That is hilarious.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. 818-9, what's the number?
55.
Yeah.
KLOS.
What are we talking about?
Your first weed encounter.
Yeah, right. Talking about your first weed encounter.
You have one?
Dude, it's my first edible encounter where I actually felt it.
Right.
2 days before that, my girlfriend and I of the time tried one and got nowhere. So our roommate who supplied us the first edible hooked us up with another one, and he said, here, this should definitely work. And later on that night, we passed out hard. Like, we were really tripping, but then we fell asleep really hard. And I'm not kidding, around like 2 a.m., I'm listening. I can hear my girlfriend making noises, but she's asleep. Mm-hmm. And she crapped herself.
Oh, no.
That story went south so fast. I thought that was going to be a hot story. Let me talk. I thought that was going to be a hot story, and it was
not. Quite the opposite. Quite the opposite.
It was.
Damn you. Oh, you son of a bitch.
But we woke up in the morning, and I had already realized what had happened, and I actually said, babe, I don't know what's going on, but I think I crapped myself. And she's like, oh my God, me too.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Look at you. Be ever the gentleman.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a strange thing to be gentlemanly about, but well done, sir. Well done. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Hi.
So I was calling about the first weed experience.
Yes.
Yes. Can you speed
it
up?
Did you just have it a minute ago?
Well, no, actually.
Okay.
I was in fifth grade.
Uh-huh.
And I used to hang out with the big boys, the eighth graders.
Right.
And they came up with this idea. Let's go catch a bus. And I'm thinking, wow, because we used to ride our BMX bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we were going to get behind this bus and grab onto it and get going. And I thought that was real cool. So I head off with them. We go up into the foothills on these dirt roads. I'm like, what are we doing up here? There's no buses up here. They're all, no, man, we said catch a buzz.
No buzz.
Buzz. Yeah.
And you're like, okay, cool, let's
you're
go,
looking
man.
For buses everywhere you went.
I had no idea. They handed me this pipe, and then the rest is history, as they say.
Right.
And
right.
You never stopped.
Wow.
Well done.
Wow. That's obviously awesome. Huh? That's hilarious.
Looking
man.
For buses.
That's funny. Oh, thanks for calling, man. It's my nephew. When he was really little, they said they were going to go to Wales when they were in England, and he was looking for the whales.
Yeah, of
where
course.
Are the fish?
If you're a kid, how do you know?
He was very disappointed.
KLOS, hello.
But he didn't get high.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Thank you. Your first weed encounter.
Yeah, so my first weed encounter was during winter break. I was in middle school, and I was hanging out with my buddies at his house. And he asked if he wanted to get high. He found his mom's stash. I was nervous to do it because my mom would probably kick my ass if she knew I did that.
Yeah, right.
But you're hanging out with your buddies. You want to fit in. So I tried it out. I don't remember the feeling of being high. Just feeling that my mom was going to find out, and she was like,
paranoia.
Paranoia.
That's in.
And when I went home, I was super scared, thinking she's going to smell it, and she was already home by the time I got there, and I made straight to my room. I just bypassed her and said, hey, hello, and walked into my room.
Nice.
I guess she didn't like that. She thought that was weird.
Uh-oh.
About 15 minutes later, she comes knocking on the door, and her tone was kind of aggressive. Yeah, you know, it's mom.
Right.
And she starts talking to me about she knew what I was up to and that it's perfectly normal to do that.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, if you're masturbating, it's okay. You can talk to me about it.
Did you ask her if she wanted some?
Oh, my God.
That's got to be one of the few times you're going to go, yeah, you know what? That is what I'm
That's
doing,
a good
mom.
Point,
That's
Mom.
Absolutely right.
You're totally right about that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. There are two LA Kings games left, home games.
Unbelievable.
Tomorrow night and Saturday night. Those are the last two home games before the playoffs. And we have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yes.
Tomorrow at the Crypto.com Arena. Tickets are available at LAKings.com/tickets. Or you can call right now and be part of our little game at 818-955-KLOS.
We'll take caller 13 and a few others and then throw your all winners into a big cauldron and pull out a name, and you'll be the one going to the damn game tomorrow if you're very lucky.
818-955-KLOS. KLOS, who is this?
Billy.
What's your name?
Billy.
Billy.
Yeah.
All right, Billy, I'm going to give you two rules. One of them is an NHL rule, one I made up.
One of, okay, I can do that.
All right, so you just have to pick the real one. Too many men on the ice, too few men on the ice?
Too few men on the ice.
It is not a rule. No.
Oh, very Billy, sorry. I was right with you on that. Are you going to go for the other one? You going to change your answer?
Nope.
Sorry, Billy. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey, who are you?
Carrie.
All right, I'm going to give you a real NHL rule and a made-up NHL rule. You just have to tell me which one is real, okay?
Okay.
Slowing down the game, interference. Slowing down the game or interference?
Interference is a real one?
Yes.
Wow, well done, Carrie. We're going to put your body on hold, and we'll come back to you if you're the big hairy wiener.
Wow, that was a lot of ugliness like right there.
Right on. Hold on. Don't go away. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Derek.
I'm going to give you two rules. One is a real NHL rule. One I made up. Are you ready?
Sure.
Stalling, charging. Stalling or charging?
Charging.
Charging is correct.
Wow. All right. You're in their little holding pen with Carrie. Don't go away. You might be the winner. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
My name is Jenny.
I'm going to give you a real rule from the NHL and a made-up one. You just have to tell me which one is real. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Spearing, slapping. Spearing or slapping?
Slapping.
I'm sorry. It's not a rule.
Is that because of slap shot? You thought maybe that was the...
Yeah, sorry. Spearing is the real one there.
I think he was trying to throw you off,
I wasn't.
Jenny.
I was not.
No, you bastard. But thanks for trying. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, this is Paul from Torrance.
What's up, Paul?
Paul, real rule.
How are you guys?
Good.
We're good. Real rule or fake rule for the NHL? Are you ready?
Yes, go.
All right. Delay of game or speeding up the game?
Delay of game is real.
Correct.
Speeding up the game is false.
How would you speed up the game?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know. It's already a fast game.
Hold on. Don't go away. You might be our winner, but we got one more here on line three. Who are you?
All right, this is Sal.
Al
or Hal?
Sal. Salvador.
Sal.
Yeah.
All right.
I deleted your S. That sounds very weird.
Here are the two. You have one real rule and one fake rule. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Jumping into the bench during an altercation, leaving the bench during an altercation.
Which of those is a real NHL rule?
Jumping into the bench during an altercation or leaving the bench during an altercation?
Leaving the bench.
It's correct. That is an actual rule.
All right. I'm going to put you, Sal, on the line with, let's see, we got Paul. Hey, Paul, what's up?
I love this. It never works.
And we got Carrie. What's up, Carrie?
Hey.
And say hi to Derek as well, everybody.
Hi.
All right. So all of you got the right answer. And now Kevin is pulling one of your names out of his... hat.
B-hole.
Mom, Kevin, pick Derek.
It's Derek.
Oh, wow, you're holding Derek.
I am holding Derek.
Oh, look at you, Derek.
I was holding Derek when he said, come on, Kevin, pick Derek.
Yeah, that was weird. The look on his face was brilliant.
Well done. Derek, you got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on Chicago Blackhawks tomorrow night.
Yes, my favorite hockey team, man.
Kerry, Paul, Sal, everybody boo.
Thank you guys, I can move.
Okay, he can take me.
For everybody else, tickets available at lakings.com/tickets.
All right, hold on, Derek, don't go away. Everybody else, sorry.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Later this hour, a special 420 edition of People Are Dumb at about 5:50. First, I don't believe the story that's about to be told.
I don't blame you in the slightest.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sligo. Here is Sligo with a lie.
I get eaten by mosquitoes every year, and there's no, you know, you itch, you scratch, you hate it, you can't stand
it. It's the worst. Finally put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, you put your little Benadryl on, maybe that helps a while. But someone, and I don't remember how I came across this product. What's the name of it?
The name of the product is Bug Bite Thing.
Bug Bite Thing.
That's the name of it.
It's a little tiny cheap piece of plastic that basically just suction cups the wound that you have, the bug bite or whatever.
Wait, and, let me read from Amazon how it describes. Removes insect venom, saliva, and other irritants left under the skin using suction.
And I was so desperate last summer that I was like, all right, I'll try this. And this ain't going to work.
And he said it worked.
It did. It made the bug bite stop hurting.
So I ordered one because it's only $9.99.
And things like that never work.
Ever.
But last couple, like 6 weeks ago.
Have I tried it? No.
You haven't been bitten by anything yet.
Because it looks like a piece of crap.
It is a piece of crap.
It's the worst item I've ever ordered. I feel like an idiot having it in my house.
It's a waste of $10. You would think. But like 6 weeks ago, I got bit by a spider, and it's been bugging me forever, as it were. And I'd forgotten about it. I'd thrown the stupid thing in a closet or somewhere.
As you should.
And then I'm like, oh, man, nothing is working. I'm going crazy. It wakes me up every night. I tried it again.
So it's been itching.
6 weeks of itching.
Wow.
Really kind of burning and hurting. 20 seconds with this stupid piece of plastic.
Stop,
it's gone.
Stop telling me
it
that.
Stopped.
Because it's just a lie.
You would think I have some sort of interest in the company, right?
Yeah.
I swear I don't. And I couldn't believe it.
It's called Bug Bite Thing. I found it on Amazon.
It looks like such crap, and it
is
works.
Crap because I have ordered it, and I have it in my house, and it's crap.
But you now, haven't tried it yet.
I haven't tried it.
I'm dying to know if I want you to get bitten by something horrible so
yeah,
you can
I hope
try
that
it.
Happens, too. That'd be great. So I can try it.
Yeah, I want to see you.
Makes no sense. We are going to take calls for you if you bought weird or unbelievable products that you thought there was no way they would work. And they did.
And they did.
What's the product that you did not believe in yet ordered?
Maybe a record vac back in the day from Paytel.
Exactly. And then it actually worked much to your surprise.
Yeah, that's the key because I tell you, this is the only product I've ever bought. Boy, this sounds like a commercial.
It really does.
That actually worked. Nothing worked.
And
it's
also,
all
nothing,
garbage.
Right, it's all garbage.
Yes.
But also with bug bites. There's really nothing you can do. You can put lotion on it, anti-itch lotion.
Yeah.
You can put a bandage on it. That's it.
You can put some Benadryl. I put the Benadryl lotion. That makes it stop itching.
Or you can take the bug bite thing, apparently.
Yeah.
It's called the bug bite thing suction tool.
I just want to know where the venom and crap goes, because it's just a little tiny piece of plastic.
Well, who cares where it goes?
Well, I mean, is it all inside there?
Or your arm, or wherever your butt, wherever it was.
I can't believe it works. It makes no sense to me. I don't believe it.
Now, you bought a product that no way could it work.
Yeah. And it did.
And it did. 818-955-KLOS is the phone number.
And especially if you've tried the bug bite thing. If you've tried
no
it and it works
for you.
No one's
tried that. Don't be ridiculous. I'm the only other person in the world that bought it.
I love this
and
thing.
And I haven't tried it.
Yeah, I can't wait till you get bitten and can try it.
818-955-KLOS. Does it work? Stop saying it works.
It does, man. You want to see my sexy, sexy leg?
No.
It's not nearly as red or puffy as last time I showed you my sexy,
so wait, it
sexy
was,
leg.
It was itchy for six weeks.
Yeah. It was bugging the hell out of me.
And then this ridiculous piece of crap solved it overnight. It stopped itching completely.
It doesn't bother me at all
anymore.
Not
possible.
I agree.
Not
it makes
possible.
No sense.
KLOS, hello.
Hey. I got some issues and I found some remedy. I just wanted to share it with you guys.
Okay. What is it?
Well, I got this stuff. It's called Sob Relief CBD 1,200 milligrams. Now, I have arthritis. In my hips, I'm a carpenter.
Wait. So it's just CBD?
Yeah, CBD.
Oh, that'll absolutely work.
Yeah, no, we're looking for
something
crappy things.
Really strange and weird that actually worked. But that CBD is great. That totally works.
But I never believed in it.
It is crazy, though, isn't it? It really does a lot of good. Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi. I just want to let you know I did buy that bug bite thing with my daughter, and it works.
Woo!
It
doesn't. It can't. It doesn't.
Yes,
and you're lying. You're a liar.
You wouldn't think it does because it looks so cheap,
you're
right?
You're a lying liar who lies.
It looks like a piece of crap, but it works.
Right?
It works, really. Your daughter stopped itching wherever she was bitten.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah,
what was she bitten by?
It was a big bug in Florida. I don't know what it was.
So, and she had like a little swollen area and it itched like crazy.
It did.
You bought the bug bite thing. Even though it's called the bug bite thing, you bought it.
Yes. And it's a stupid little plastic thing and it works.
Right?
That's
Isn't that
insane.
Crazy?
Yes.
Were you blown away?
I know.
Yeah.
Yes, I was. I was skeptical. I said, no, it's not going to work like that. Yeah, I'll buy it for her. So I shipped it to her and it worked.
And I mean,
crazy.
I'm actually skeptical, and it's worked really well for me twice.
And
I
you're still
don't believe it. Yeah.
Slacko's still skeptical. It's worked twice for him.
Thank you very much for calling. Very weird. 818-955-KLOS. Something you bought.
Weird products you bought that actually work. A special 420 edition of People Are Dumb. On the way. Speaking of People Are Dumb, Slacko says that there's a product called the Bug Bite Thing. That actually works.
And I did not believe that it would. I'm like, this, I don't care. I'm so itchy. I will try anything.
It's $9.99, and it looks like it's overpriced by about $9.98.
That's true.
It's just crap.
But it works.
He says it works.
I swear to you. I couldn't sleep the last few nights because it was so itchy, and now, since using it, it's gone away. It doesn't bother me at all.
All right, what about you?
Hey, I bought that plastic bug biter thing, too.
And
does it work?
It freaking works.
Woo!
I'm telling you.
That's crazy.
I swear, the itching, it takes all the, like, whatever, the little poison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I had a big well, and you stick it on there, and you suck it and pump it, and that thing's freaking awesome.
Isn't it amazing?
Did you feel like an idiot when you were unwrapping it because it's such crap?
I'm like, there's another piece of that I bought, but I'm
not really. And it actually, have you used it more than once?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I live in Costa Mesa, and we have like this open field behind us.
Right.
And so we get bugs, and yeah.
Wow.
I've used it a couple times.
That's insane.
Amazing.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling.
You rule. Thanks
That's
for
awesome.
Calling.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too. Hello, KLOS.
Yes. I was just wondering, why can't you just suck it out yourself?
Hey, that's a good idea. Then you save $10 in plastic.
Right.
Good idea. All right, I'll try it next time, man.
You're a genius. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Are you guys still talking about the weird things that work
yes.
for you?
Yeah,
You bought a product that can't possibly work, and it does.
Like something called the Bug Bite Thing. You would think, I mean, that's a perfectly modern name, but you'd think, what a piece of garbage.
I got it, and it is garbage, and I didn't even open it because there's no way it works.
It worked!
Well, not me, but where I work, this old lady came in, and she told me that she uses WD-40 on her arthritis on her hands.
WD-40?
Her daughter swore by it. She said her hands were all shriveled up, and her hands, when I saw them, were not as, like, crooked. And they said she used WD-40.
Might I suggest that if you're listening to this, you check with the doctor before using
WD-40. I was going to say.
Swore by it.
Wow. You know, that makes a weird sort of sense, and I almost think I've heard that before, but I cannot recommend
No,
that.
Of course not.
Let's call Dr. Drew and ask him.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
Her daughter swore by it, and her hands were straightened out, and her daughter said they were like literally bent and knuckled, and you know, like arthritic.
It's a 420 miracle,
right? All right, here are some of the responses from Twitter.
Thanks for calling. Thank you.
About this, the bug bite thing. I own one. It sucks. All right.
Well, so he's saying it doesn't work.
Right.
Okay.
Can confirm. Yes, it works.
Okay. One.
Pam
one yes,
says
one no.
It absolutely works.
Two
dumbest
yes.
Dumbest name ever, though.
I like the name.
Megan says
terrible.
It does nothing. What a waste of money.
2-2.
So
that's why I need you to get bitten by something,
well,
dude.
You can't go out and just go, hey, everyone, someone bite.
Someone throw bugs at Kevin.
No.
Spiders and tarantulas. And then he get bitten, and we'll see if the bug bite thing
God
works.
God in heaven. Bug bite thing. Go to hell.
Dearest, sweetest Kevin, have you seen the trailers for Stranger Things 4 yet?
I have.
Featuring that song right there.
Yes.
Doesn't it look good?
It looks fantastic,
I can't wait. And this is going to be wrapping up the whole show, I believe. I think this is the last season.
Cannot wait.
Yeah.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Because you need some positive news to balance out the horrible news you get all day long, I do a podcast called Great News with Kevin and Mike. That is Mike Catherwood. It's on YouTube and any other podcast platforms that I think you will enjoy.
Nice.
Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We gave away LA Kings tickets for tomorrow night's game against the Chicago Blackhawks. It's the end of the season, and there's only one more regular season home game after tomorrow night, and it's Saturday, and we'll have tickets for that on Friday.
Yes!
Here on the Kevin and Slego Show. Slego swears a product that's complete plastic crap called the Bug Bite Thing works to alleviate the itch from any bite. There's a poll right now at Kevin and Slego on Twitter for the next day, and if you've used it, go there and let us know. Does it work? Or is it crap?
I say so far the calls that come in have been about half and half.
About 50-50?
Yeah. But for me, it works perfectly.
And if people are dumb, the 420 edition, a guy snuck weed into prison by shoving it up his nose. It went too far, and he thought he swallowed it and forgot about it. 18 years later, a surgeon removed it from his nose.
And I'm telling you, I would have smoked that S. I would have sure definitely given it a go. All right, I'm going to go home and smoke some weed that was shoved up my nose years ago with a kitty.
Enjoy that. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Or, like, a dinosaur could show up because there's a lot of oil fields, and isn't it supposed to be fossil fuel, which is the most ridiculous concept ever?
I don't know what you're saying right now.
These things turn into gas, into oil? That's so ridiculous.
Cachosaurus Rex has arrived. The word this hour is roar.
What?
R-O-A-R.
Roar.
To 68683. That's roar to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Yeah, Reaper, whatever, but be afraid of this thing. Be very afraid.
A little late.
Yeah, where you been, dude?
There's donuts in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Cachosaurus Rex is high.
Yep. All right, take it easy.
Late, slow.
Cachosaurus Rex has...
Wretch!
Listen.
Cachosaurus Rex!
He doesn't like donuts. He has arrived. Text the word Pomona.
Yeah.
P-O-M-O-N-A to 68683. That's Pomona to 68683 for your shot at $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. Cachosaurus Rex, your eyes are very red. You notice that?
Wretch.
Cachosaurus Wretch. Mm-hmm. And you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 o'clock tonight.
You guys are all playing a prank on me, right? Hey, that's Cachosaurus Rex.
Oh, yeah, right. If he bites you, I don't know that anything's going to help you.
Very angry. The word this hour is reptile. R-E-P-T-I-L-E. Reptile.
R-E-P-T-I-L-E.
Text that word to 68683.
Find out what it means to me.
That's reptile to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Oh, my God, it's a first encounter with Gashosaurus Rex this hour. Anyway.
And there's a new word.
Oh, what is it?
To text. It's KISS. K-I-S-S. KISS.
Wait, hold on. He's roaring at it. Are you okay? Okay.
KISS. Text the word KISS to 68683. That's KISS to 68683 for your shot at $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
Purple Sticky Punch. A green crack. And train wreck. Bert Lewinsky.
Hello.
Hey.
The funny name for weed.
Yes, please.
Toledo Window Box.
You're going to have to beat me, but Alaskan Thunder. The Crippler. Jamaican Lamb's Wool. Nickel Frick.
I'm smoking some El Chapo right now.
El Chapo!
There you go.
Is it small and fat?
Apple Music, no relation to the Apple Music as we know it today, on this day in rock, in 1968, ran an advertisement looking for new artists to sign up for the Apple label. Badfinger, Hit 'Em Up, James Taylor, Mary Hopkin, I don't know, a bunch of other people. Did you? Hey, you know that song Jumpin' Jack Flash from the Stones? Well, it was on this day in rock in 1968 that they recorded that.
Yep. This is Kevin and Slug.
Aerosmith released their 11th studio album on this day in rock in 1993. Do you know what it was? That's right. Get a grip. Well done.